All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending today's session of the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled Technology User Group. I am Matthew Nixon, the Business Office Manager for the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, standing in for Jerry Price, our accessible technologist, who is on a well-deserved and hopefully enjoyable vacation. Today's topic on September Technology User Group 2021 is going to be games that you can play on your Amazon speaker. A couple of short warnings: if you are listening to this and you're not doing it with headphones, be aware that the A-L-E-X-A word will be said a lot, and as a result, it may trigger your speaker. I'll try to avoid it. I'm using a speaker that I can activate pressing a button, but the speaker itself will say the word a lot, so just be aware of that if you're listening to this as a recording or live. Also, this program is being recorded, and we'll have questions afterward, so if you have concerns or issues, please try to keep them on topic for the presentation itself while it's being recorded and observe basic etiquette. I'm going to have to run through a variety of games, and I'm going to show you examples of a couple of them. We're not going to play through any of them all the way, so I'm just going to try and give you a taste and explain how they work. We're going to be restarting a couple of these that I've already started, and we're also going to be playing through bits and pieces so you can hear the audio and the quality of the game, and I'll be making other suggestions for different types of games you can play. These are by no means the limit of what's available. There are literally thousands of games and opportunities. These are just some of the most popular, and will give you a general piece of the pie so that you have some suggestions and opportunities to explore. I often suggest people check a variety of web sources and other options when they're looking for games or other products for both accessible technology like the Amazon speaker or your phone or other products. There are lots of resources out there, and there are people far more knowledgeable and dedicated to the task than I am. So without further ado, we're going to start off with the first, probably the simplest game I've ever experienced. And it's also what I would call a non-game game. You don't really have to do that much. The only requirement is that you participate. It's called Popcorn Tycoon. And in this game, you take the place of a feisty entrepreneur who is starting a popcorn stand. With this game, as with many, you have the option of spending money if you wish to, but you're not required to. Actual dollars paid through Amazon. But what it allows you to do is you sit down and you play and you buy different products ranging from frying pans, hair dryers, popcorn poppers, popcorn cannons, and a variety of other options to increase your production. And as your production increases per second, you pop more and more, and then that turns into money that you can spend in-game on more production pieces. Each piece you buy gets progressively more expensive. So if you buy one frying pan for $5, the next one's going to be more expensive than $5. And that keeps ramping up. So there's a sort of a mathematical game that you can play trying to figure out what's going to be your best purchase for value as your production increases. I played this a lot when we were locked down to the point where I think we're over 100,000 per second. You start off at considerably less than that. The frying pan is, I believe, a quarter of a kernel every second, so one every 4 seconds. And the hair dryer, which is the next step up from that, is half a kernel every second. So you would produce one every 2. So let's start and see how this plays out. Enable Popcorn Tycoon.
Okay, here's Popcorn Tycoon.
There are 3 items available at this time: hair dryers, popcorn brownies, and microwaves. Which item do you want to buy?
Microwave.
One microwave costs 104,402,833 popcorn. You can buy up to 6 microwaves for 847,248,723 popcorn. How many microwaves would you like to buy?
2.
great. You just bought 2 microwaves. You now have 102 microwaves. You were previously popping 174,756 kernels per second. You can now pop 174,758 kernels per second. You have earned 1 cheddar for making your first upgrade of the day. You now have 1 cheddar. You can purchase premium items using cheddar. Upgrade your equipment each day to earn cheddar. Do you want to earn even more cheddar? With Popcorn Tycoon Gold, you can earn 5 cheddar when you upgrade your equipment each day instead of just 1 cheddar. Subscribe today to unlock this game enhancement and receive 20% more cheddar every time you buy a cheddar pack. Would you like to start your 7-day free trial of Popcorn Tycoon Gold?
No.
Okay. No problem. Don't worry, you will not be charged.
That's great. All right. So you can hear there's a background music. This is the game. You just sit here and you let it pop. And the more devices you add, the more the sound changes. Enable Popcorn Tycoon.
Okay, here's Popcorn Tycoon.
There are 3 items available at this time.
Start popping.
Okay, let's get back to popping.
You can skip. I'll go back to this. Do it. All right. So, no. Stop.
Come back soon.
There we go. All right. So, this is literally just a participation game. Every minute or two, the announcer will come back on and will give you the option to buy more things or tell you information or try to get you to subscribe to their service or write a review or something of that nature. And just by saying the words enable Popcorn Tycoon, you can go back into the buy option. There are pay-to-play things that you can pick up, but it's a good way of just letting the speaker run, and you can pit yourself against other people and build up your resource base. We did this a lot, like I said, when we were locked down, and it was something that we sort of kept track of, but didn't require a lot of direct hands-on work. Obviously, at the rate that we're at now, I've stopped doing it. It was starting to take up a lot of time, but it was a fun competition. And each week, you get to rank yourself against other players. So depending on how you finish, it'll tell you what your score was relative to other people. And that changes depending on how much you earn during the session. That's probably the simplest game we have today. Now I'm going to go over a couple more that are more puzzle-based. So let's start with a virtual crossword puzzle. And fair warning, I don't do well with quizzes under pressure, especially when being recorded. So I make no promises of my genius or brilliance in playing these games. And we're only going to play a couple questions into most of these. So that if you choose to do it yourself, you're not going to necessarily know today what the answers are going or questions are going to be. So here we go. Enable puzzle of the day.
Okay, here's puzzle of the day. It's great to have you back, level 3 puzzle apprentice. Are you ready to start today's puzzle?
Yes.
Okay, starting today's puzzle. Today's puzzle difficulty is hard. Good luck. Word 1. The clue is, language spoken in Athens. 5 letters. What is your guess?
Greek.
Nice work. You guessed Greek and scored 50 points.
Sweet.
Word 2. The clue is, story of gods toying with mortals, often. Four letters. What is your guess?
Repeat.
Word two. The clue is, story of gods toying with mortals, often. Four letters. What is your next guess?
Epic.
Nice try, but epic is not quite what I was looking for.
Oh,
please try again. By the way, remember that like a paper crossword, there can be multiple reasonable answers per clue. Use those letter reveals to help you narrow things down, or say pass to move on and come back to this word later.
All right.
Word two. The clue is, story of gods toying with mortals, often. Four letters. What is your guess?
Pass.
Word three. The clue is, color achieved by adding bleach to the wash. Five letters.
White.
Great. 100 points for guessing white.
Awesome.
Word four.
Nope.
The clue is...
Stop.
Quit now? Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. There will be a brand new puzzle tomorrow. Would you like me to remind you when it becomes available?
No.
Okay. Thanks for playing.
So, that's puzzle of the day. It's an audio crossword puzzle. And I've shown you the first three questions of today's crossword puzzle. Be aware when you're looking at these sort of things, this one only does one a day. You can pay to have an additional one per day. And at the end, if you've completed the puzzle, they do have a wagering system where you can guess the theme and you can wager your points that you've earned during the current session. And that determines your rank and ability. So it's a nice, quick, once a day sort of thing. Let's try maybe a similar option, which has a bit more extended functionality. You can do, it's called Quiz of the Day, and you have multiple quizzes and questions and things you can answer. Enable Quiz of the Day.
Okay, here's Quiz of the Day skill for Amazon Alexa. Welcome back to Quiz of the Day. A new
super
start
perky.
And a new brain twister. Are you ready? On your marks, put your thinking cap on, and let's play Quiz of the Day.
Oh, boy.
Today's Quiz of the Day starts with science, and it's worth 20 points.
All right.
Who proposed the theory of relativity? Your options are A, Isaac Newton, B, Marie Curie, C, Albert Einstein.
C.
Yay! You cannot be more correct, friend. You earned 20
All right.
points. Albert Einstein proposed the theory of relativity. You have earned third science badge.
Cool.
Here's your question number two from mathematics, and it's worth 10 points. Which of these is not a prime number? Your options are A, 6, B, 5, C, 3.
A.
Yay! You cannot be more correct, friend.
All right.
You
earned
10 points.
We're going to stop this on a winning...
6 is not...
Stop.
Keep your streak active and help you and your state climb the leaderboard. Thank you for playing Quiz of the Day.
All right, so there's Quiz of the Day, and that allows you to every day answer a series of multiple choice questions, so it's a little bit easier, especially if you're familiar with the subject matter. They do go into a variety of different topics. It's not just science. Sometimes it's culture. Sometimes it's, I think yesterday was planetary space and astronomy. And you can, I believe, do more than one quiz per day and keep asking questions. I think one of the questions section was like reindeer as well. So there's a really wide range of options. It's a good educational thing, too, because they usually explain the choices available. So let's go to another one that really some listeners from our library have recommended. Gail Braille Talent.
Okay, here's the Braille Challenge. Welcome to the Braille Challenge. I will ask you 5 questions.
All right.
Try to get as many right as you can. Just say the number of the answer. Let's begin. Question 1. The letter W is a contraction for which word? 1. Word. 2. Wind. 3. Wing. 4. Will.
Will. 4.
The correct answer is 4. Will. Your score is 0.
Wait,
question
I said that.
Question 2.
Oh,
the letter
boy.
E is a contraction for which word? 1. Ever. 2. Enough. 3. Even. 4. Every.
Repeat.
Question 2. The letter E is a contraction for which word? 1. Ever. 2. Enough. 3. Even. 4. Every.
4.
That answer is correct.
Yep.
Your score is 1.
Probably would have
Question
been more impressive
3.
If I sounded more authoritative.
The letter
about
N
it.
Is a contraction for which word?
More.
1. More. 2.
There we go.
Man.
Let's see if it'll let
three.
Me enter the answer before
Many.
I have it done. 1.
That answer is correct.
There we go.
Your
Stop.
Goodbye and thanks for playing.
So you get one quiz per day generally, or you can come back in and try them again. And this is another one where they sometimes they ask the which dots represent which letter or number. There's a variety of options. It's a good way if you're familiar with fairly keep up your skill, and it's a fun, quick game. So I've given you several games here that are fairly easy, fairly straightforward. Let's try something a little bit more sophisticated for the puzzle side. Enable Jeopardy.
Okay, here's Jeopardy. There's a new Jeopardy event happening right now, but it's only available for premium subscribers. Jeopardy events add a new game mode that lets
Someone
you
else
play
that wants
head
me
against
to,
other Jeopardy fans. As we commemorate Patriot Day on September 11th, this week is the Land That I Love event, with clues all about the USA. Do you want to learn how to upgrade your subscription?
No.
You can get more info about a Jeopardy subscription at any time by saying subscribe while playing the skill. Today is Saturday, which means it's time for our clues written for teens and families.
You can play Teen Jeopardy or catch up on the clues from this week. Which would you like to play?
Teen Jeopardy.
Now it's time for this week's Teen Jeopardy clues.
Oh boy.
Our first Jeopardy category is former world capitals. In 1998, Tsar Nicholas II and his wife Alexandra were laid to rest in this city. Please give your response.
Yeah,
or
I don't
can
know
skip this clue. Which would you like?
What is Moscow?
Please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases
did?
Like who is or what is.
What is Moscow?
No, the correct response was what is St. Petersburg? Today's second Jeopardy category is rodent, marsupial or reptile. Is the animal in the clue a rodent, a marsupial, or a reptile? The hamster.
What is a rodent?
Yes, that's it. Your next Jeopardy category is vocabulary.
One more.
Of praise. Increase, or mock, what you do to something you augment.
What is augment?
Sorry, the correct response was what is increase. Our next Jeopardy category is mythology.
Stop.
Thanks for playing. Hope to see you next time.
So, in this game, you have every day a set of Jeopardy questions. You have new ones every day, and it'll score you during the week. It's like playing a game of Jeopardy. And as you've already seen, you can pay a little bit more to actually play against other people or occasionally to play different kinds of Jeopardy. It has Alex Trebek's voice, And the questions are different with lots of different categories, and you can bet and do a bunch of other items. It's a fun daily, another one of these fun daily options. So I've given you some maybe educational and some simpler game systems for people to experience on a daily basis. We're now going to move into a more of a choose your adventure mode for some of these. And I'm going to start with one that's pretty well developed. It's called Cursed Painting. And in this one, you pick a character type. It asks you questions. And it's a lot like playing in a sort of choose your own adventure fantasy setting in which you are the hero. We're going to listen to the opening and go through some of the choices. So here we go. Enable Cursed Painting.
Okay, here's Cursed Painting.
Welcome back, dear listener.
And I'm going to restart
now,
this.
Let us pick up from where we last left off. Are you sure you want to...
Restart.
Are you sure you want to restart? Your character and their progression will be lost.
Yes.
Let's rewrite this story. Welcome to Cursed Painting, a predestination story by Wanderword. Welcome. I don't think we've been introduced. I'm known as a storyteller. In this story, you'll be taking on the role of a young hero. Her name, just as mine, is of no importance. Here, names have no real meaning, but titles, they do. For us to begin this story, you will need to pick a title. Now I wonder, which title suits you? Tell me, when it comes to wealth, do you think you prefer to be born with it, steal it, or earn it?
Earn it.
So, earn it sounds like an adventurer to me. They are especially tough, meaning you'll have more health at the start. Does this sound good to you?
Yes.
Excellent, dear listener. Let us begin. Just remember, if you get lost at any point, say either help or repeat, and I will assist you the best I can. The hero of this particular story often found herself out on the road, seeking adventure. But of course, dear listener, seeking and finding are two entirely different things. Having traveled long and far, our adventurer had helped a great many people in need. The thing was, the deeds did not quite fit the bill of that of a great adventurer, such as herself. She thought, for example, about the time she defeated the giant rats in the tavern. That was Harry. The spiders in the cave, scary, and frogs at the wedding, quite nasty indeed. Surely there had to be more to the life than that of an adventure. She thought, and never mind the fact that most people can't stand the sight of rats, bugs and handsome people turning into frogs. After a few days of travel, you finally reach a town in need of a new weapon. You enter the local general store. The coin you have on you should be enough to purchase either a sword, bow, or magic book. For an overview of the weapons, say, tutorial. Otherwise, what weapons did you buy? A bow, a sword, or a magic book?
Magic book.
You take a magic book from the counter and pay the store owner 50 gold. As you leave the store, you hear the clashing of swords. At the outskirts of town, you spot guards fighting what looks to be bandits. You take your new weapon and dash into the fray, saving an injured soldier from a fateful blow. And now, in person, you see that these are no mere bandits. Standing in front of you is an undead abomination, wielding a huge axe. Enraged by your intervention, the undead now shifts its attention towards you, Can you ready yourself for combat? This is your first fight. If you want to hear the tutorial, say, tutorial. Otherwise, try saying, attack.
Attack.
Roll 13. You deal 5 damage. The undead rolls 8. It misses.
Okay.
Round 2. Your health is 17. Your turn. Action 1.
Attack.
You roll 1.
Uh-oh. I missed.
You deal 6 damage.
Really?
Your turn.
Seems unlikely.
Action 2.
Stop.
Oh, but if puzzles and horror stories are more to your liking, try out our thrilling escape room experience, Escape from 63rd and Wallace. To play it, say, open Escape 63rd. Until next time, dear listener.
All right, so there's another game. This one, Escape 63rd, is what you say to enable it. And it's more of a, it's also a sort of choose your own adventure, but it's an escape room, which means that you have to figure out ways out of things rather than go with a more fantasy style combat scenario that you see sometimes. So both of those games are produced by the same company. They're very good. Let's move on to something a little bit more futuristic. Enable Starfinder.
Okay, here's Starfinder.
Starfinder.
So I need to restart this.
Where you left off.
Yeah. Restart.
Are you sure you'd like to start over?
Yes.
Starting over is Navasi. If you prefer to try out another character, just ask me to switch characters.
Sure.
Something went wrong trying to restart the episode. Starting from last save point instead.
Which is the beginning.
Dead Sons. Episode 0. Scoundrels in the Spike. Estimated playtime, 30 minutes. Eager to put some distance between yourselves and the thugs you just bested, you make your way toward the crowded market corridors of Downlow. This neighborhood is the largest and safest in the Spike, which isn't saying much. Curious hipsters from richer districts rub shoulders with locals at dive bars, black markets, and restaurants featuring cuisine from dozens of alien worlds. Raya discreetly scans the crowd for trouble.
I hope those gangsters are smart enough to let things be.
The countless computers and technological bits strapped to her trademark trench coat mark her as a technomancer. A magical hacker who blends spells and technology.
I mean, I welcome the excitement. I just wish we could direct our efforts towards something greater.
Your comm unit lights up, attracting your attention.
Navasi, you have a message from the Starfinder Society.
The Starfinder Society is a league of adventurers dedicated to interstellar exploration, making contact with strange new cultures and piecing together the galaxy's mysterious history. You and Raya signed up last week in hopes that they'll be your ticket to bigger and better things. This is the call you've been waiting for.
Do you play the message?
Yes.
Greetings. This is Starfinder Tiskis from the Society's headquarters. I have a bit of an unusual first mission. Someone's been tearing up corridors in your sector of the Spike and reportedly taking potshots at station technicians sent to make repairs. Station security would normally handle this sort of thing, but they've got their manipulators full with some sort of gang scuffle. They've asked us to help out, and since it's your home turf, we're sending you and Raya. I'm transmitting the coordinates. The society will pay you each 250 credits for clearing the area.
All right.
Raya grins at you. Like all Lashuntas, she has two forehead antennae that grant her limited telepathic powers, and they're currently vibrating with excitement.
Finally, a chance to prove ourselves to the society. Can you imagine it? You and me exploring the universe as starfinders? Oh, I am ready to roll. Do you have what you need?
Try asking me, what do I have?
What do I have?
Inventory report, laser pistol, second skin, and two healing serums. You can ask about your inventory or hear more about a specific item at any time. For example, try asking me, what is second skin?
What is second skin?
Second skin is little more than a skin-type bodysuit that offers minimal protection from harm, while including all the environmental protections and basic functions of armor needed to survive in space. It is light armor and provides plus one to armor class.
Sounds like we're good to go. Let's head to the coordinates.
Stop. All right, and then we're done. So that is a choose your own adventure. The first section, which is the one that we're playing right there, starts with you getting involved in the middle of a street confrontation and moving on through. I'm not going to spoil the adventure, but you get to make a lot of choices. There's some fighting. There's some talking. You also have multiple different characters you can pick. The sound effects are professionally produced. They're based off of a role-playing game called Starfinder, produced by the Paizo Company. And you can pay to play future adventures if you would like. It's very high-quality sound effects. If you like that sort of option where you build a character and play, they also have a fantasy game out there by a different indie producer called Dark Citadel, which I've done. It's very much like playing a modern multiplayer online role-playing game, MMORPG. And it has things like audio raids, dungeons you can explore, a whole 20-chapter story item. You don't have to pay to play it. There are on almost all of these options to expend money to get to some of the premium content or to improve your character play, but you're not required in any of these games to do it. I wouldn't have brought them on here if they did. So these are just a small smattering of the games that are available to different people and different types of experiences you can get through the speaker. You can play board games. You can play, there's another one here called Song Quiz where you can play with other people and you can ask questions and they'll play you samples of music and you'll have to try and play the or remember the group that sang it and the title of the song. We've done anything from modern music all the way back into the 60s and 70s, different types. So there are lots of other games like that out there. So I'm going to unmute people here. And well, I'm going to make it so that people can unmute themselves. I believe it's star six. Give me just a second. There you go. So let's, does anyone have any questions this time? You can hit a star six if you would like.
This is Terry. What board games do they have, or do you just tell her to list board games, or how does that work?
So there are audio analogs for most board games. Is there anything in particular you're looking for?
I guess like Monopoly or...
I don't know. Let's find out. Okay. Enable Monopoly.
Do you mean Monopoly Facts?
No.
All right.
Play a game of Monopoly.
Do you mean Monopoly Facts?
Sure.
Okay.
See if this works.
Okay, here's Monopoly Facts. Hi there. I can give you random facts and you can ask me...
Stop.
Goodbye.
So most of the games that I would play are what I would call less traditional games. So I'm not as familiar with some of the more traditional, like Milton Bradley style games that you would get with like Monopoly and stuff like that. What I would do, and it's what I'm doing right now, is I'm going into Google and I'm just going to type Monopoly Alexa speaker game.
I don't know that one.
Stop.
Come back soon.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just the first thing that popped up. I can't think of any board games. Like,
totally fair.
Oh, I don't know. Like, which ones do you?
All right, got it here. Here we go.
Oh.
Enable Monopoly Master.
Okay, here's Monopoly Facts.
No.
Hi there.
Enable Monopoly Master.
Hi there. I can give you random facts, and you can ask me about the odds of landing on every...
Stop.
Goodbye.
Does it do, like, backgammon or anything? I mean, like, what kind of games do you ask it to do?
So a lot of the ones that you've seen today are already ones that I play. I play a lot of Choose Your Own Adventure. There's one called Dungeon Adventure where it's like playing an old-school D&D game where it rolls a D20. I like playing stuff where I can save my progress and come back to it. So games like that are particularly fun for me. There's one called, what is it called? Dungeon Roll Adventure, I believe. Where you have dice that you roll, and it's based off an actual game that you can play where you're rolling to try and make your way through adventures or through dungeons. And I apologize. It looks like Monopoly Master is a way to virtualize Monopoly, and it manages the, while other people play the game physically. Let's see here.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, it says Monopoly Master, but that didn't work for me, so this might be an older option.
Yeah.
The thing is that most games are being, like, there are a lot of options that are being produced constantly and some that are being removed. So if you're dealing with Amazon skills, it's worthwhile to do a search to look through your skill options and gaming options. And because of the way that Amazon activates a lot of its skills, it's not always effective to just say, I want to play this, because that may not correspond to the activation word that the author or Amazon's come up with.
Open. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's always going to be enable or load or open. But the problem with that is that if I just say enable a Monopoly, saw what happened with that. I got a thing where every day they just give me facts about Monopoly, which is not what I wanted to do.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Any other questions?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Chiffon. How are you, Matt?
Hey, good, Chiffon. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, good. Just great stuff you're putting out here. I have a question. I'm still catching up with the 21st century, so... Is there, like, a tutorial on how to use Alexa so I can play the games and do other various things with that? Thanks.
Sure. That's actually a great question. So most of these games actually have built-in tutorials with them. When you're playing, in general, if you want to know how to set up a speaker, it's pretty straightforward. If you've used you're going to need a smartphone for the most part. Or some enabled device that will let you add the speaker to your Wi-Fi. You can also, this also works if you have one of the Fire tablets. I have a couple of them that I use for playing Audible books and for playing games and checking my news. And generally, the speaker will walk you through a lot of options. You can ask it things, and you say, using the wake word, which in this case for me is A-L-E-X-A. Because if I say the whole thing, it's going to go into a tizzy about it. But you can ask it to do certain things, like it's really not that difficult. Let me give you some examples. Alexa, what time is it?
The time is 10:41 a.m.
What's the weather?
Right now in Timonium, it's 71 degrees Fahrenheit with clear skies and sun. Today's forecast has mostly sunny weather, with a high of 79 degrees and a low of 60 degrees.
What's the capital of New Zealand?
The capital of New Zealand is Wellington.
Thank you.
Yeah,
of
that's,
course.
That's great. Now, do I have to program these things in there? Or?
Nope. So this is the speaker doesn't actually do anything itself. It's connected to Wi-Fi, and the servers that Amazon use house all the skills and abilities in the databases. So once you've connected the speaker and set your preferences, then you just ask it questions, and it goes in and it enables all the stuff. When you first enable a skill, just by saying enable, just like when I was activating the games, that's all you do to start playing the games. That's it.
Oh, okay, cool. Very cool. I
yeah,
just
it's
knew
a,
I'm gonna play around with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's yep, no problem. Happy to be of assistance. Any other questions?
How you doing? My name is Pam Brown. It's the first time me logging into your class. I was just wondering, because a lot of people have Alexas, what is the type, like, do they have different models of Alexas? I was just wondering, because
sure.
I was going to get one.
Yeah, no, I'd be happy to go over the basics. I, as a state employee, cannot recommend any particular product or purchase. As an individual, what I can tell you is what I've used and what I'm currently aware of in the market, and I encourage everybody to do their own research and ask a bunch of questions, because everyone is going to have different preferences. Generally speaking, yeah, and that's just me making sure that I admit my bias so you guys don't think I'm trying to sell you anything. I have a couple of different Amazon devices. As I said, I personally have a couple of Amazon tablets. They're the Fire, which is basically a very relatively low cost. They range from at the high end, somewhere between 100 and 200, at the low end down to $50 to $80 if you get one of the refurbished ones. And those are a fully functioning tablet like an iPad or other device that's based off of Amazon software. They do have accessible technology built into them. They do take some adjustment to work with if you don't, but you can use them without sight. So you can do it that way. Another option is to do the traditional method, which is just a speaker. The most common of those is the Echo. It's something about the size of, it's bigger than an apple, probably about the size of a large grapefruit. And you sit it down somewhere or mount it on the wall, and it's got a buttons to control the volume. It's got something you can turn the mic off so it's not listening all the time. And it's got a button also where you can hit it and it'll automatically activate it without you having to say the A lady word to wake it up. Those are relatively inexpensive. You can get them for less than $50, especially when there are sales and stuff like that. Above that, you start running into various products that interact with Amazon's system. There are Echo Plus and other options that have better sound, like that you could use as a very nice speaker system. They have Echo Shows, which have this functionality, but also have a camera built in, so and a screen, so that you can use it to look at things. And a variety of options. And Amazon is always coming out with new products. If you have to start with a single device, the Echo is generally the one I see recommended the most, because it's the Echo Dot in particular. I'm sorry, it's the Echo Show and The dot is the smallest one, the one I had mentioned before, that's a little bit bigger than the grapefruit. And as long as you have a smartphone and you download the app, a lot of times if you're buying it from an Amazon account, it'll come pre-configured to your account, and all you have to do is plug it in and turn on your phone's Wi-Fi connection and manage it from there, and it'll help you install it. It's a little bit more complicated than that, but that's basically how it works. Does that answer your question, Pam? Hello? No. Pam, if you can still hear me, thanks for coming on the call, and it's a pleasure having you a first time.
I'm sorry, I had it muted. I just wanted to know I apologize truly.
It's okay, no worries.
So that's how you get Alexis started.
That's right.
Alexis is part of, it's the Amazon, and you get the Echo. That's the speaker. And so once when you follow the instructions, it all connects to Alexis.
That's right. It's the best way to think about it is if you've ever used an iPhone and talked to Siri, or a Samsung phone and talked to Bixby, or talked to the Google Assistant, it's the same. Alexa is the same thing as one of those. It's what you're buying is the device that lets you use that assistant. It's not a you're not buying Alexa. Alexa is just a piece of software that helps you stop. That helps you contact their services and access.
I couldn't find anything for that.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay. So I didn't. I thank you very much because I was thinking that Alexis was just something separate, but it's the program. This is what you just explained. That's what you need in order to get the program up and going.
That's right. And for example, if they have Google speakers as well that contact the Google Assistant and let you do different things. Each one of those has different strengths and weaknesses. And there are also people have different preferences for what type of organization they want to do business with. So the individual choice of which piece of hardware you want to use, for example, you're not going to use the Amazon speaker to contact the Google Assistant because they're different companies in the same way that you're not going to contact Siri from Apple using your Google phone either, generally speaking. There are ways to make some of those things happen, but the hardware is the thing you use to get to the assistant so you can do things.
Okay. And Alexis is Amazon.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Everybody got Alexis except me, and I said, I guess it's time for me to get it because it probably would make my life a lot easier.
I find them useful. Some people don't. It's a matter of personal preference. I wish you luck. And then if you're a Maryland resident who's a patron with the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, feel free to contact our phone number, which is 410-230. I think it's 2424 is our main extension. And you can ask, follow the prompts in order to be directed to assistive technology training there, as long as you're, again, you're a patron and with our library. And we can walk you through some of the basics of using it.
Yes, I am both. Yes.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Sure. We don't do tech assistance, but we will do some basic tutoring on basic technology. Any other questions? What else we got? You're very welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can.
Okay, I have a question about the board games. With the board games, do they have where Alexa set up where you can have the board games for small children, preschool children? Do they have games available through Alexa with the small games with preschool age children?
So what I would say is it depends on what you mean by preschooler and how much their developmental ability allows them to do.
First grade.
Sure. There are lots of things you can do. There are lots of kids games. I haven't gone over really young kids games in this, but the main requirement to use it is it's literally voice activated. You don't do anything particularly, but it will guide you through certain things. They have different types of interactive games that you can play. Some of them are educational, and the main requirement is the speaker needs to be able to understand, and the person talking to it needs to be able to understand what the speaker's saying. So as long as you can do that, there's no reason a kindergartner or someone, kindergartners in particular, shouldn't have any problems with using some of the basic functionality here.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Just got to look them up and see what, I often just say, like, what are the best games using the Amazon speaker for children 2021 or something like that in Google. And that's what I would do as a basic search, and then let other people do the work for you and come up with what you think works, and look at a couple lists, and you can pick what's best for your kid and introduce it to them so they can do things.
Thanks.
Sure. Other questions?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Sandra.
Hey, Sandra.
Hi.
Now, you were the one who recommended Braille Challenge. Thanks for that.
Yes,
I appreciate it.
I was getting ready to say, did you download that Braille Challenge?
Yeah, Jerry mentioned it.
Okay, good. Good. I don't want to forget that one. Okay. That was that one.
Yep.
And I'm sure you told me some music trivia.
I did mention Song Quiz. I didn't want to get into it too much, but it's a good one. There are a lot of quiz-based games.
Oh, yeah.
Very popular. A lot of choose your own adventure too. There's also different kinds of tycoon games. There's Farmer Tycoon. My wife has a beach tycoon, in which you run a beach and buy lawn chairs and run parties and select ice cream and stuff.
Yeah, my daughter does the farmer one. The farmer, yeah. Never lived on a farm, but she likes that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like the music trivia.
Yeah.
Of course, but okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Other questions or concerns? Yes. All right, folks. Well, I'm going to assume that we have answered everyone's questions for today about this topic. I appreciate that. I'm going to stop the recording here in a second and end it. Again, this is Matthew Nixon standing in for Jerry Price at the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. And this is the September 2021 Technology User Group, in which we have discussed a variety of Amazon assistant-based games that you can play. Is that someone else? Coming in? No?